I spent the last 3 years learning from some of the best business minds inside the game of basketball. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to create freedom and have fun while doing it. So the question is, how are hoopers and basketball fanatics like us using those same skills that gave us success on the court to give us success in our new sport of business? This podcast will give you the answer. Join me as I learn, apply, share knowledge, and change lives through the game that changed mine. My name is Myson Jones, and welcome to the Basketball to Business Podcast. In the name of brevity, I'm going to discuss the basketball trainer's dilemma, business dilemma to be exact. And that dilemma is something that I thought about after listening to one of my favorite podcasts, Tropical MBA. It's a podcast titled The Services Problem. And I thought about basketball trainers. I thought about us and want to dive into that really deeply, really briefly. And the thesis is simple. The thesis is sooner or later, the basketball trainer who views himself as the ultimate entrepreneur is growing a service-based business, which in and of itself is very tough because it's heavily dependent upon the owner. So if you are not there, if we are not there, then stuff can hit the fan. It can get pretty nasty. And some believe that they have a system that runs without them, and I pray to God that they do, because they may be set. But for the most part, for most of us, that's not always the case. And after diving into this training industry and interviewing a broad scope of trainers, I've seen a few different guys and gals in this space. And the first guy is the trainer who, let's call him Services Scott. Services Scott is the guy who's the ultimate entrepreneur, and he grows a service-based business, and he thinks the more profit margin that he has or she has, then it's going to wash away all the services problem. It's going to wash away the groups that get too big, the clients who want private sessions, but you don't have gym time, you don't have more of you. They think that they can replace themselves and still offer the great services, and they can find the people who will step right in and make things better as the basketball trainer scales, which the scaling idea from a basketball trainer is really interesting. Somebody I'm looking forward to interviewing is Adam Egan out of Utah, who believes that basketball trainers, at least in his perspective, from his own practices, basketball trainers shouldn't scale. That shouldn't be their main goal. And I can see where he comes from in that standpoint, but I also know other trainers who've scaled pretty big businesses. So that's the first person, the Services Scott. Services Scott is the trainer who thinks profit margins are going to wash everything away. And they continue to get more athletes in their group sessions, in their private sessions or semi-private sessions. And sooner or later, there comes a point where there's a halt. And things get tougher. Clients get mad. The classes get too large. You don't have enough time to service everybody you want to, at least at the service or the quality that you want to service them. You'll need more people to hire, which may replace the services problem, but it's not going to get rid of it. If anything gets rid of it, I'm not sure, but that's the first guy. The next guy is Productized Pat. And this guy emphasizes, and there are very few trainers who actually do this, but there are those guys that you'll see them on Instagram, you'll see them on Snapchat, on these social media platforms, and they emphasize marketing more so than the selling part locally. They'll emphasize their social media game versus what they're doing on a local basis, which social media game, the Aerial, as Coach Godwin, Karan Godwin, explains. If you have not listened to his episode, definitely go check that one out. Coach Godwin explains that the aerial attack, the online, helps the ground attack, the local. So these guys focus on marketing over sales. They are your they are your trainers who have 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 followers that have not been bought, that get a lot of engagement that you see on your timeline a lot. And those guys sometimes say no to some people. They only offer their services that work well for them, that offer some social proof, that offer some likes, some comments, some credibility from training certain clients. Some of them charge everybody, some of them do not charge everyone, and they just use the social currency to boost their business. And these guys, they want to, well, they're trying to streamline their clientele, which makes sense, and it could knock you back. But if it does knock you back, then later on it helps you scale forward a little bit faster. So some of these guys have their monthly recurring memberships online. Some of them have them offline too, which again might diminish things briefly, but at the end of the day, down the road, it's going to do well for them, and it makes it helps them in the long run. It returns their sacrifices in the long run, whatever they're sacrificing in the short term. And it takes some skill to actually make yourself into a productized pack. These are the guys who have their online training. They have their products, their info products for basketball training. They have CDs. They have DVDs. They have any of those products, ebooks. Those are the guys, again, who focus on marketing over sales. And then you have like the big time guys, the guys who are call them Product Pete. These are some weird basketball trainer names. I don't know any basketball trainer names named Scott or Pete, but these guys are the ones that have actual physical products. They're the guys who still maybe train on a daily basis or a weekly basis, but they also have products that can be shipped out that are tangible, or apps that can be used by other trainers, by other basketball players. And I think these guys understand, or they understood, the services problem the best, because let's be real, with basketball training, there are a lot of long days, long hours in the gym, which some love, some don't love. I'm not a huge fan of it. I'm realizing the productized Pete understands that the services problem is real, and usually these guys have gone through the process. It's usually linear. You go from the services to the productized portion, productized Pat. Then you get to the product Pete, and you go through it step by step. So these guys saw the services problem coming, and they still may have the services problem depending on how serious they are about training or how large their clientele is on a local level. But they saw the opportunity, they created a product, whether that be a basketball training aid, an app, a software, and it made sense for them to leave some money on the table with the possibility of having more clients locally. They left some money on the table, but they make it up with the sales on their products. And who come to mind, the guys who come to mind here are the Devins, the Michael Lancasters, the Coach Godwins, those guys, the Sean Hardemans, who are starting to make products too. Those guys have products they're making that are going to expand the brand, but also expand their revenue too, outside of just training. So it's not for everybody, and that's why in the last episode I talked about basketball trainer goals. I think a lot of basketball trainers, we make goals based on, you know, sometimes profit, sometimes building the biggest business. How many clients do we have versus building something that's going to help accomplish our dreams, which is, at least for me, the goal in the first place, something that I have to revisit and audit for myself to make sure things are going down the right path. So, look, the moral of this is keep training locally, but do it in order to build some sort of online attack so you don't have to always trade the time for the money, which is just a consequence of you serving athletes and parents, being appreciative of what you have to offer in your expertise and your knowledge. So think about those three phases. Think about the services problem in the basketball training industry, from offering just services, training clients locally, to becoming a productized person who has some kind of focus on marketing over sales and has some recurring aspect, some continuity to their business, to a product Pete, the ultimate level where you have an actual product where it can be sold locally, it can be sold nationally, it can be sold internationally. Those are the three phases. So think about those phases. Think about where you are, what you have the willingness and the ability to do. And I would love to continue this conversation in our Facebook group to just see how we can help each other. It's all about helping the athlete at the end of the day. And if we help each other, I think we in consequence can help the athlete. We are training athletes who was training us. So check out the link in the description for that basketball trainer group, the mastermind free group, and say what's up, introduce yourself, and we will carry this conversation on there. Thanks for listening, and check us out on the next episode.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.